Jason in Brooklyn. Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on
the Osborne. Back to the and he's done it again. Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game. And Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Lakewood, New Jersey on this overcast Thursday night. And game three of this six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones, 49-48 overall, 21-11 in the season's second half, taking on the 51-46 Jersey Shore Blue Claws, coming in at 16-16 in the season's second half. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Be a pair of debuts tonight for Brooklyn. Jawilmi Ramirez will make his High A and Cyclones debut. Joined the team earlier this week from Single A St. Lucie. He'll get the start against the against the right-hander Mitch Noonborn, who will make his fourth straight start for Jersey Shore. Has been continually stretched out into a starting role after starting his tenure in the South Atlantic League as a reliever. But the focal point tonight for Brooklyn and in this ballgame is the Mets organizational debut of one of the key pieces acquired in the Justin Verlander trade on Tuesday with Houston, Ryan Clifford, who was Houston's 11th round pick last year at a high school in North Carolina, was the Astros' number three prospect at midseason by Baseball America. The Mets' number six prospect, currently according to MLB Pipeline, will make his Brooklyn and organizational debut today in the lineup, batting third at first base. Clifford entering play today, top five in the South Atlantic League in home runs. 16 of the 18 he has clubbed this season have been in the South Atlantic League. Clifford signed away from a Vanderbilt commitment last year after being drafted by Houston, but he is in the lineup today and will make his Brooklyn debut. Joined the team from the trade late last night after making the trip up from North Carolina. And he will make his debut as Brooklyn, a loaded lineup tonight, even with Kevin Parada on the IL. William Lugo, who has predominantly been the three-hitter all year, will bat six tonight and be the DH in game three of this six-game series. We'll take a break when we come back, but earlier today we had a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the Brooklyn Cyclones. He doubled and homered yesterday, drove in a game-high three runs. That is 19-year-old infielder Jacob Reimer. Talked to him a little bit about his adjustment to High A baseball, where he has improved the most since being drafted last July, and a little bit about his inaugural season in professional baseball. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore coming your way right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Brooklyn Cyclones, that is star infielder Jacob Reimer. Jacob, played your first two games with the Cyclones on Tuesday and Wednesday. How's it been adjusting to high A baseball?
It's been pretty, I wouldn't say easy, but it's still a game of baseball to me. Yeah, the pitching got a little bit better, but you just got to go out there and compete every day the same.
First game, you hit a couple of balls hard but couldn't come away with a base hit. On Wednesday, you get your first base hit, an RBI ground rule double, and then you're at bat. After that, you club a two-run home run that basically helped clinch the ball game for the team. How did it feel with those two balls coming off the bat?
It felt great. I mean, yeah, like you said, I had a couple hard hit balls before that. I'm not really results driven. I'm more in my process, just try to take a good swing, and once the ball leaves my bat, it's not in my hands anymore. It's up to chance almost. So just having these good swings, it's been good for not only a confidence boost, to show I belong here, but yeah, just.
Where did you sort of learn that mentality, instead of focusing on necessarily the results that may or may not be out of your control, and then focusing on the process and what you do on a day-to-day basis that makes you successful?
Yeah, you hear from all the big leaguers almost. It's, if you want to get to the top, you can't. This game will eat you alive if you're results-driven. I saw a interview by Jonathan India, actually, at the beginning of the year, and it was about one of his grand slams, and he's like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm just focusing on the good swings, so I just really have stuck to that, and it's helped my mental a lot this year.
Now, you got to come up here to Brooklyn with Jett Williams, who was also part of the draft class last year, Bailey Reed and Joelmy Ramirez, guys that you were playing with down in St. Lucie. How much fun was it to find out? What was it like getting a chance to tell friends and family, and has it helped being able to travel up here and be able to adjust to high A ball with a couple of different guys you spent the season with down in Florida?
Yeah, it was sweet. My parents were super excited for me. My girlfriend was actually in town down in St. Lucie with me, so I got to tell her in person. But yeah, it was really cool. And then getting up here, it's a lot better than that Florida heat, to tell you that much. So 75 and with a breeze out here, so it's been a lot of fun.
Have you heard anything about what the environment is like in Brooklyn and the backdrop of the field and things like that? And how excited are you to get a chance to play your first couple of professional baseball games next week in New York City?
Yeah, I heard it's a little different. It's almost like a show out there, is what they've been saying. Yeah, I got to actually see the stadium right before the bus left, and it's sweet. It's probably one of the coolest minor league stadiums I've ever seen. So,
now, around this time last year, you were just getting acclimated to professional baseball, drafted in the first five rounds by the Mets. What was it like getting a chance to be selected in the draft last year, getting acclimated to pro ball, and what's it been like over the course of the last year getting ready and getting prepared to continue to make the climb up the ladder?
I mean, it's just one of the bigger steps towards my ultimate goal, which is playing the big leagues. That's all I've ever had my sights set on since I can remember playing. So it was really validating for sure, but right after that I knew I had to get to work. So I didn't celebrate as much as I should have, but it's definitely cool to look back on the memories.
You got a lot of really great coaches in the Mets organization, from St. Lucie here in Brooklyn, continuing to travel up the ladder all the way to Queens. When you look at your game when you were drafted last year to where you are right now, is there a particular area that you feel that you've really taken a big jump in terms of your ability both on and off the field?
I mean, everywhere, I'd say. The Mets are really good with, I can't think of one specific thing. I mean, from strength training to infield training to hitting, I mean, everything is, I don't recognize the player I was a year ago. They've done such a good job. I couldn't thank any of the coaches. I can't even name them all for what they've done for me. So,
now, you played a lot of shortstop in your high school days, have played a lot of third base and now first base during your first professional season. What's it been like for you getting a chance to learn some new positions, and has it been a little tough trying to learn the nuances of third and first as opposed to playing shortstop so much growing up?
Yeah, so first for sure, it's just ball comes off the bat different over there. Sometimes don't know where the bag is per se, can't just like go over there without looking for it. But third base, it hasn't been that difficult. It's almost like in a way, like, it's not like shortstop at all, but in a way, the ground balls come off the bat the same. You just got to catch it. You have a lot more time. So, yeah, I'd say third, definitely a little easier. First, it's going to take some more time, for sure.
At first base, has there been anyone that's really sort of taken you under their wing in terms of helping teach you the position, get more opportunities and reps there where you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, any of the college guys, because they've been playing over there for sure for a good amount of time, like Chase Estep for sure. But, yeah, it's just that's the first one that comes to mind with that one. So.
Now, you got a great group of teammates here in Brooklyn. You mentioned Chase Estep taking you under your wing. What's it like getting a chance to be around these guys in Brooklyn? And it seems like you have a great group of players that you get a chance to play with. And how has that helped make the adjustment up here a little bit easier?
Yeah, they keep me comfortable up here. It's a great group. They've treated me like a brother since I've come in. Yeah, I've played with them in spring training, all that. I have good relationships with them. But, yeah, it's been a super easy jump up to here.
One final question for you, Jacob. You're a California kid getting a chance now to play for an organization based out of New York City. Who are some of the guys that you grew up watching that you tried to emulate? Was there a favorite player or a favorite team that you had when you were watching baseball as a kid?
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt is the one that comes to mind. Him for sure. And then who I like to try to emulate my game after is Matt Chapman. So.
And you got a couple of good guys, third baseman and first baseman. You watch any of their highlights and things like that, trying to pick up some pointers maybe from watching film?
Yeah, I mean, Paul Goldschmidt for sure, hitting-wise. I mean, I grew up watching him. I was a D-backs fan growing up. So, I mean, I've met him from just being in the stands like 20 times. So going to those games, it was pretty fun watching them.
That's amazing. How'd you end up a Diamondbacks fan in California?
So my dad's from Arizona, so when he moved over to California, we stayed D-backs fans and make trips out there and see family and go to a D-backs game all the time throughout the years. So
maybe sometime in the next few years get a chance to rub elbows with Matt Chapman and Paul Goldschmidt on a big league diamond. Jacob Reimer, one of the newest members of the Brooklyn Cyclones, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck and enjoy the rest of your time here in Brooklyn, my friend.
Thank you.
And now next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back out to Short Town Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. Mitch Noonborn getting ready on the hill. This the Brooklyn lineup he'll face, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Jet Williams leads off. He's the shortstop. Alex Ramirez bats second, Hillman left field tonight, batting third and playing first base in his organizational debut is Ryan Clifford. Stanley Consuegra will clean up and play right field tonight, batting fifth. And over at third base, our pregame guest, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, the DH in the sixth slot. Drake Osborne behind the plate at seventh. Junior Tillian gets the start at second base today. He'll bat eighth. And Ryland Thomas is the center fielder in the ninth slot. Jersey Shore starting lineup today put together by their manager Greg Brodzinski. Otto Kemp leads off at third base. Marcus Lee Sang, the left fielder, bats second. Nick Ward over at first base today. He'll hit third. Gabriel Rincones Jr. cleans up as the designated hitter. Leandro Pineda, right fielder in the five slot, batting sixth behind the plate. Andrick Nava. Jared Carr had off yesterday. He'll bat seventh and be in center field. Fraylin Mignetti's first game back since being reinstated from the development list. He'll hit eighth and play second with Eric Brito, the shortstop, rounding out the order, hitting ninth. Mitch Noonborn on the mound for Jersey Shore tonight as he will square off against Jet Williams to get things underway on this Thursday night. Noonborn, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 26 years old from Johannesburg, South Africa. First pitch of the ball game taken down and away for ball one, and we are underway right on schedule at 7:05 Eastern. Williams 0 for 3 with a walk yesterday, and he takes down and away. It's 2-0. Williams 1-4 his first five with a double and an RBI with Brooklyn. Overall hitting at .248, 6 homers, 36 RBIs. The 2-0 in the dirt, and the count 3 balls and no strikes. The numbers for Noonborn so far, making his 11th appearance and 5th start. The 3-0 to Jet, up and in ball 4. So Williams has reached base safely in each of the first 3 games he has played with the Cyclones. And Brooklyn with one on and nobody out to start the ball game. Not to mention Williams has reached on walks to lead off each of the first 3 games he's played with the team. Alex Ramirez, the batter. Alex doubled yesterday, 1-for-4. Noonborn first pitch high and tight, and Ramirez had a back out of the way. First 5 tonight from the right-hander have missed, and the count 1-0. Noonborn 1-1, a .255 ERA, 11 appearances, making his 5th start, 12 hits and 17 and two-thirds innings, just 2 walks to 17 strikeouts. Noonborn, no decision his last start. That was last Thursday against Aberdeen. Went 3 innings, allowed a run on 3 hits. No walks, 2 strikeouts. So hasn't gone longer than 3 innings in any start this year. And Noonborn, a guy who has been very, very good with his command through his first 10 starts and appearances here in the U.S., struggled to find the zone the first batter plus tonight. So Nava says what he needs to, returns to his post behind the plate, the 1-0, and Ramirez decides to swing away, comes up empty, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Ramirez hitting at .251, 6 homers, a team high 45 RBIs. The 1-1 runner starts and stops. And Alex takes up and in for ball 2. Noonborn made 2 relief appearances against Brooklyn on Coney Island the last time they met. Gave up a run on 1 hit in 2 innings. No walk, struck out 3 as Ramirez takes inside. It's now 3-1. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Jesse Bush, Trey Jester on the bases. The 3-1 runner goes, called strike, throw down to second, wild by Nava and offline. Second South Atlantic League stolen base for Jet Williams. And Brooklyn has a man in scoring position with nobody out. And the count now 3-2 on Alex. For Williams, another stolen base and his first full pro season, number 34 overall. The payoff pitch, and Ramirez drives it into left center field. That one's going to split the gap and put Brooklyn in front. Williams rounds third. He'll walk home. Alex chugs into second with an RBI double. 2 batters into the ballgame. Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. Ramirez collecting another 2-base hit and RBI. His 19th double, his team leading 46th ribby. And Brooklyn up by 1, 2 batters into the contest. So day after Ramirez sets the franchise record for doubles in a career, creating further separation between him and Jose Peraza, who is number 2 on the all-time list. Now Ryan Clifford set for his first at-bat in the Mets organization, and he takes outside from Noonborn. It's 1-0. Clifford started the year at single-A Fayetteville. Joined the South Atlantic League and the Asheville Tourists on May the 9th. The 1-0, up and away, 2-0. In the Sally League, Clifford hitting .271, 16 home runs, 46 RBIs. Overall in 83 games this season, .291 average. 18 home runs and 61 batted in. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count 2-1. Clifford was Houston's 11th round pick last year. Came over with Drew Gilbert. Blade Tidwell's college teammate who's up at AA. Clifford takes down and in. It's 3-0. An exchange for Justin Verlander ahead of Tuesday's trade deadline. And par for the course in the modern technical age. How did Ryan Clifford find out he was traded? By watching TV. The 3-1. Anthony's for a strike. And the count full 3-2 is watching MLB Network. And all of a sudden it flashed across the screen. He was one of the guys that was set to head to New York. Drove up from North Carolina yesterday to meet the team. Now in the lineup tonight. The payoff pitch, and Clifford drives it deep to right field. Backtrack wall. Welcome to the Mets organization, Ryan Clifford. The first at-bat as a Brooklyn Cyclone. Clifford parks one onto the right field berm. His 17th South Atlantic League home run of the year, 19th total, and three batters into the game. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. Welcome to the tri-state area, Ryan Clifford. A screaming line drive that got out of here in a hurry. And Noonborn visited on the mound by his pitching coach as Phil Condari out to talk. What an introduction to the organization for Ryan Clifford. For whatever reason, doesn't hold much weight now that it's already happened, but you ever have those inklings when you're looking at the lineup or looking at a situation in the game and you think to yourself, I believe this might happen. Don't know why, but I just had a feeling Clifford would homer in his first at-bat, and sure enough, he did. Stanley Consuegra takes down and away. It's 1-0. Swing and a miss by Stanley. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Consuegra 1-for-4 last night. Hitting .238, 11 homers, 36 RBIs. The 1-1, and Consuegra puts it in the air to left. Lee Sang backpedaling a few steps, makes the catch for the first out of the ballgame. So, bases empty, one out, 3-0 Brooklyn, our score. And now Jacob Reimer will dig in. Reimer, our pregame guest, 2-for-4 yesterday. Doubled, homered, and drove in 3. 2-4 his first 7 in Brooklyn. .284 overall average this season. And he looks at a strike, it's 0-1. Reimer overall, 8 homers, 44 RBIs. He takes down and away. Count even at 1-1. Defensively behind Noonborn this afternoon. Left to right of the outfield. Marcus Lee Sang, Jared Carr, and Leandro Pineda. As Reimer charges one in the air right center field. This should be playable back into his left to center fielder Carr. And in front of the warning track in the arm and hammer signage. Makes the play for the second out of the inning. So two away. For the designated hitter, William Lugo. Was originally expected to start at first base tonight for the first time all year. But Clifford, a late add to the lineup today. Went 0-for-2 on Tuesday with a couple of walks, did Lugo. And the first pitch off the hands to short. Coming on is Brito. Crow hop, low throw to first, dug out in time. And the inning is over. But what a top of the first. For the Brooklyn Cyclones, a Jet Williams walk, a stolen base, an Alex Ramirez RBI double, and then Ryan Clifford, a two-run home run to right in his first at-bat in the Mets organization. At the end of a half an inning, Cyclones 3. Blue Claws coming up on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the man you just heard from, Kevin Parada, celebrating his 22nd birthday. Out of his walking boot today after spraining his ankle last weekend on Coney Island. Well, great to see Parada feeling a little bit better. I think the only thing that would make his birthday better is if he was in the lineup today for the Brooklyn Cyclones. But Parada on the mend and hoping to be back sooner than expected, as Otto Kemp will lead off against Jawilmy Ramirez. First pitch, and Kemp pulls it foul, and the count 0-1. Jawilmy standing at 6'2", 170. 21 years old from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1, and Kemp takes high. It's even at a ball and a strike. Kemp hitless yesterday in his Jersey Shore debut, went 0-for-4, struck out twice. Was batting 251 at single-A Clearwater. This one hammered out towards left, but Ramirez was playing for him to pull. Few steps to his right and catches the screaming liner for the first out of the home first. One away brings up Marcus Lee Sang. Went 0-for-4 yesterday, struck out twice. Hitting at 266, 7 homers, 45 RBIs. Ramirez from the third base side of the rubber. And his first pitch pulled on the ground at first. Gobbled up by Clifford. His first defensive chance is easy as he takes it to the bag himself, two down. Defensively behind Ramirez tonight, left to right in the outfield, Alex Ramirez, Ryland Thomas, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, Junior Tillian, and the aforementioned Ryan Clifford, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Nick Ward playing at first base tonight. Rickson Wingrove gets the night off, and Ward takes low and inside for ball one. Ward 0-for-4 yesterday. Hitting at 271, 8 homers, 49 batted in, the 1-0. And Ramirez misses outside, 2 balls and no strikes. The numbers for the 21-year-old in the Florida State League. 2-0, Ward a check swing, ground ball foul up the first baseline, it's 2-1. Ramirez made 18 appearances, 6 starts, 4-8 record of 4.91 ERA. 81 hits in 77 innings, 23 walks, and 61 strikeouts. As Ward takes down and in, 3 balls and a strike. Ramirez pitching for the first time since last Friday, took the loss in relief against Bradenton, but arguably the best outing of his season, the 3-1. And Ward early on the off speed, it's full 3-2. Went 6 2/3 innings, career high, allowed just 1 run on 4 hits. Walked 1 and struck out 6. 96 pitches, 66 strikes against the Marauders last week. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning in his first frame with Brooklyn. The payoff pitch to Ward. Tapper towards second, charging in Tillian, and his quick toss to first in time to end the inning. So Jawilmy Ramirez, a 10-pitch, 1-2-3, bottom of the first, after Brooklyn hangs a 3-spot in the top of the inning. After 1-3-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Been an exciting first inning here in Lakewood, New Jersey tonight. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead after one. Drake Osborne, Jr. Tilley, and Ryland Thomas. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Mitch Noonborn back to the mound after a bumpy top half of the first. And the first pitch to Osborne. This is outside and low for ball one. Well, apparently Ryan Clifford, after he hit that home run last inning, was treated to the silent treatment in Brooklyn's third base dugout before everyone erupted. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 1-1. Drake hitting at a buck 71, 26 for 152, six home runs, and 23 been batted in. And he takes down and away. 2-1 the count. Osborne had off yesterday. Went 0 for 4 in the opener on Tuesday. There's a called strike. And the count evens up at 2-2. Alrighty deals upstairs. And the count full, 3-2. Jersey Shore tonight wearing the home whites. Blue claws and light blue bubble lettering across the chest. Red numerals front and back. White pants for Noonborn all the way down below the ankles. Red and blue piping along the side. The payoff pitch, and Osborne strikes out. Got him on the off speed, down and in. And there is one away in the top of the second inning. So base is empty and one out. Here is Junior Tillian, and he drives one out towards left center field. On the move is Lee Sang. He won't get there. Gets behind him and rolls all the way to the warning track. Tillian on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with a TD Bank double. Junior Tillian with Brooklyn's third extra base hit already tonight. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Eighth double in Brooklyn, 23rd of the year for Tillian. And now the nine batter, Ryland Thomas. Hitting at 342 in 22 games with the club. And this one flipped towards the right side. Diving catch to his left by Mignetti. And there are two out. Was a soft line drive that hung up just long enough for Mignetti to make the diving grab. Tillian stays put at second. Two out for Jet Williams. Williams walked, stole a base, and scored on the Ramirez double last inning. Righty against righty. Noonborn kicks and comes home. And Williams takes a strike at the letters. It's 0-1. Red cap, red bill for Jersey Shore tonight, with the blue surfboard and crab logo on the front. The 0-1 to Jet in the dirt. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn, three runs on three hits already. All three of their hits for extra bases, doubles by Ramirez and Tillian. And, of course, the two-run shot to right by Ryan Clifford. 1-1. And Williams, a towering fly ball to left, but got underneath it. Lee Sang carrying back to the warning track in front of the Wingstop signage. Makes the catch over his head to end the inning. Brooklyn threatens but can't add to the lead. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of one and a half. 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Joelmi Ramirez back to the mound, bottom of the second inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. Gabriel Rincones Jr., Leandro Pineda, Andric Nava. Three scheduled to bat. First pitch from Ramirez is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Rincones hit a home run in the ninth inning last night. As there is a strike at the knees. Rincones behind 0-2. Gabriel hitting at .228, five homers, 19 RBIs in 40 games with the club. The 0-2. This is low. And it's a ball and two strikes. A 1-2 pitch. On the inside corner, strike three call. A first South Atlantic League and Cyclone strikeout for Joelmi Ramirez. And there's one out in the bottom of the second. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Leandro Pineda, the batter, hits a squibber towards third. Reimer on the infield grass, low throw, but Clifford makes the backhanded pick. Beautifully done by Clifford defensively. Guy who has spent most of his amateur career as an outfielder. Nicely done by a couple of the newest members of the Cyclones, Reimer and Clifford. Two out in the second inning for Andric Nava. Nava, 2-for-4 with an RBI in the series opener. Did not play the matinee yesterday. 2.01 average in 53 games, a homer, 20 RBIs. As Ramirez pumps a strike, it's 0-1. Brooklyn tonight, road gray uniforms with navy sleeves. Pulled up the first baseline, foul, it's 0-2. BKLYN, Old English Navy lettering, arched across the chest, Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 0-2, and Nava pops it up. Off the end of the bat, third base side, Reimer coming in on the infield. Dirt makes the catch adjacent to the pillow. And Ramirez has yet another 1-2-3 inning. Does even better than the first. Needed only 8 pitches this time. Through two, 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Mitch Noonborn back to the mound, top of the third inning. Brooklyn in front by three, 3-0. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. 2-3 and 4 due up for Brooklyn in the top of the third. Ramirez, Clifford, and Consuegra. Cyclones already out to a 3-0 lead. Ramirez, an RBI double, his first time up. And the first pitch to Alex, a called strike, raises his hands in disbelief, looking back at the third base dugout. And the count 0-1. Ramirez asks for time. Certainly looked like the pitch was outside, but Alex doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire. Right now here in Lakewood, 73 degrees. Real feel at 71. Mostly cloudy skies as Alex bounces it up the third baseline. And the count 0-2. 13-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south. American flag out in right center, blowing in and towards the left field side. The 0-2 upstairs. It's a ball and two strikes. Noonborn, originally born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but moved to Perth, Australia when he was just 3 years old. The 1-2 in the dirt. Evens up at two balls and two strikes. Noonborn representing Team Australia in the World Baseball Classic. Threw it in three games. Gave up three runs on three hits in 5 2/3 innings. As Ramirez takes outside, it's a full count. Baseball America ranked Noonborn one of the top 10 prospects that weren't signed in the WBC. And right before the pitch, time called. And that's a pitch clock violation on Ramirez. And so he is out. I believe Ramirez asked for time for a second instance. And I believe that is the reason why he is punched out. You don't see that very often, if at all. And an unusual way for Ramirez to go down on strikes to begin the third inning. Now Ryan Clifford, a two-run homer in his first at-bat, goes fishing for the off-speed down, and the count 0-1. Noonborn signing with the Phillies back in mid-June. The 0-1 inside and low. Even at a ball and a strike. Noonborn, not the first time he's pitched in the U.S., though. Actually came to the United States from Australia and pitched in junior college ball. That inside, two balls and a strike. Pitched for North Iowa Area Community College in Mason City, Iowa. Must have been an incredible trip from Australia to Mason City, Iowa. As Clifford takes up and away, it's 3-1. Also played collegiate summer ball in the Great West League before going back to the land down under, as Clifford on base yet again as he works a one-out walk. Five pitch free pass from Clifford, And Brooklyn with one on and one out in the third inning for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra flied out to left his first time. 0 for 1 tonight. And Noonborn, guy who won the Australian Baseball League Rookie of the Year Award 2 years ago, takes a strike at 0-1 to Stanley. Won the ABL Championship with the Adelaide Giants, where he was teammates with what feels like half this current Jersey Shore roster. The 0-1, and Consuegra hammers it deep down the left field line. Does it have enough height? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Or does it? They're waving a home run. That's by the home plate umpire, and that's what it'll be for the time being. It's a line drive, two-run shot for Stanley Consuegra down the left field line, and Brooklyn has a 5-0 lead in the third. Wasn't sure whether or not that little fence above the left field wall would count as a home run. Looked like it rattled around in there. Ended up bouncing back onto the field of play. But Consuegra, his 12th home run, gives Brooklyn a 5-0 lead. 104.6 off the bat, 347 feet. As Jacob Reimer takes low for ball one. It is home run derby through the first three innings tonight for Brooklyn. A 1-0 to Jacob, pulled foul, and the count even at a ball and a strike. So Consuegra with his 12th home run. RBIs 37 and 38. Seven home runs since coming back off the IL. As Reimer, a rocket in the left center field for a base hit. In the hole between third and short. Reimer aboard with a knock. That one coming off the bat at 102 miles an hour. So Brooklyn slashing the ball all over the diamond against Noonborn to start. One on, one out for William Lugo. Lugo ground out to short in his first trip. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Tell you what. The 0-1 to William. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-2. The vibes in Brooklyn's clubhouse and during batting practice earlier today was really outstanding. The 0-2. Lugo fouls it away. Stays, no balls and two strikes. The newer guys, the younger players, Williams, Reimer, Clifford, getting acclimated to their new teammates. And the confidence of this group as high as you can possibly imagine, as that drops in there for a called strike three. Gnarly pitch from Noonborn to strike out Lugo. Third punch out tonight for the right-hander. One on, two out in the third for Drake Osborne. Was Noonborn's first strikeout victim last inning. Nava out to have a talk with Noonborn ahead of this first pitch of the at-bat. I think a lot of this right now for Nava and Jersey Shore is to give the bullpen some extra time to get ready. Noonborn up at 54 pitches now this evening. Looks to be Malik Binns, the man up and warming down the right field line for the Blue Claws. A Noonborn season high in pitches, 55. That came July the 23rd in Winston-Salem. Nearing that high already with two out in the third inning. First pitch to Drake. This fouled back towards us and right off the edge of the window of my booth. Well, that's why you stay on your toes. Luckily, I've got a swivel chair. I was able to roll out of the way to the left. The 0-1. Inside is one ball and one strike. I thought Drake liked me. Was it something I said during batting practice? Jokingly, of course. Osborne Wonderful young man alongside his teammates as he takes a called strike, hits 1-2. But who says the foul balls don't reach the Brooklyn booth only in Brooklyn? One on, two out. Brooklyn two runs in the inning. Have a 5-0 lead. One ball, two strike pitch in the dirt. Off the hand of Nava. Rolling up the first baseline. No chance for Reimer to advance. And it's even at 2-2. The 2-2, and Osborne fouls it to the screen. Remains even, two balls and two strikes. Junior Tillian, who doubled in his first at-bat, waiting on deck. The 2-2 from Noonborn, and Osborne swings through a fastball for strike three. Got him on the 92-mile-an-hour heater down, and the side retired. No runs, or rather two runs, two hits, one man left at the end of 2.5, 5-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Joelmi Ramirez back to the mound, bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn already in front, 5-0. Jared Carr, Fraylin Mignetti, Eric Brito with the 3-2 up in the inning. Jared Carr had off yesterday. A lead off for the Blue Claws in the bottom half of the third, with Brooklyn already in front by 5. Carr, 0-for-4, struck out in all four at-bats on Tuesday. And takes the first pitch from Ramirez for a called strike one. Carr hitting at 228 in 79 games. Three homers, 26 batted in. This fought off the hands. And the count 0-2. Carr having a good homestand, 5-for-18 in 5 games. Has also been good against Brooklyn this year, hitting 286. This hit in the air, left side. In and to his right is Ramirez. And in fair ground, sands his hat, makes the catch on the grass for the first out. So, first 7 retired by Ramirez this evening. Brings up Fraylin Mignetti. Mignetti reinstated off the development list on Tuesday. Playing in an official game for the first time since July the 16th. Went 0-for-3 with a walk and an RBI against the Rome Braves. He takes a fastball strike at 91. It's 0-1. Mignetti hitting a .175 in 24 games with the club. 11-for-63. Knee-high strike. It's 0-2. No homers, 4 RBIs. Mignetti started the year at single-A Clearwater before joining Jersey Shore on the 30th of May. The 0-2. It's a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Good piece of two-strike hitting by Fraylin Mignetti. First base runner, first base hit of the ball game for the Blue Claws. One on and one out in the third for Eric Brito. Brito had two of Jersey Shore's three hits yesterday. Couple of singles off Jordani Ventura, including a two RBI knock in the fifth. Hitting 228 in 36 games. Righty offers. And there is a 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters. It's 0-1. Brito, no homers, 19 RBIs in 36 games with the club. 3-for-6 through the first two games of the series. The 0-1 from Juwilmi. And Brito fights it off the hands towards the second baseman. Tillian makes the running grab. Throw back to first, not in time. That ball just hung up long enough for Tillian to camp underneath it, moving to his left. And so one on, two out. And back to the top of the order, Renato Kemp. Lined out sharply to left in his first at-bat tonight. He's 0-for-1. A Brooklyn Road Grays tonight. Navy sleeves, Navy lettering front and back. As Kemp takes high for ball one. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants for Ramirez all the way down to the ankles. Navy piping along the side. Navy cap, Navy bill with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. 1-0 to Kemp. Swing and a miss. Offered at the off-speed down. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Ramirez, fastball, slider, changeup. Can also sink that fastball attack. Throw back to first. And Mignetti back standing. Ramirez, the reigning Florida Complex League Pitcher of the Year. At a .78 ERA. Or actually a .84 ERA in the FCL last season. 1-1. And Kemp, a broken back ground ball to third. Bobbled by Reimer, and everybody's going to be safe. It was a knuckling ground ball off the bat of Otto Kemp. And the ball just went in and out of the glove of Reimer at third. And so an error allows the inning to continue. Then at first and second and two out for Marcus Lee Sang. So that'll be the first error committed by Reimer at the high A level. And Lee Sang takes low for ball one. Rounded out to first. And his only at-bat so far tonight. Osborne out to the mound to talk to Ramirez. Try and settle him down after the two-out error. And Juwilmi last year a .84 ERA with one save. And 11 appearances, 6 starts in the FCL. Struck out 40, walked only 6 in 43 innings before finishing his year with a couple of appearances at Single A St. Lucie. The 1-0 to Marcus is a fastball strike. Outside corner, it's 1-1. Ramirez, in a starting role this year, has really thrived. It's been when he's pitched out of the bullpen where he has struggled. 1-1, rolled over on the ground a second. Tillian makes the play on to first, and no harm, no foul for Brooklyn in the third. No runs, one hit, an error. Two men left at the end of three. Still 5-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Mitch Noonborn's day is done. On is the right-hander Malik Bins to take over to start the fourth inning. 8-9 and 1 due up for Brooklyn in the frame. Bins, the right-hander, standing at 6'7", 240 pounds. 24 years old from Chicago, Illinois. Phillies 18th round pick last, or rather 2 years ago, out of Benedictine College in Arizona. Junior Tillian to lead off, and he takes low for ball one. Tillian doubled his first time up, was stranded there in the second inning. 1-0 from Bins, and Tillian off the hands on the ground is short. Brito Fields throws across the diamond in time. And the leadoff man retired. Bins, his 16th appearance, 1-0, a 7.94 ERA. 21 hits in 17 innings, 16 walks, and 20 strikeouts. Bins pitching for the first time since Saturday, gave up a run on two hits in two-thirds of an inning. Thomas lined out to second his first time. First pitch from Bins, slapped to the left. And the count 0-1. Final line for Noonborn. Three innings, five runs, all earned on five hits. Walk two, struck out four. 59 pitches, 33 strikes. As Thomas takes down and in. It's even at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, one out, top of the fourth. Brooklyn in front by five. As Ryland takes the breaking ball down. It's 2-1. Bins, fastball, cutter, slider, can also toss a splitter. Is this a chopper on the ground, a second. Fielded by Mignetti, and he'll throw out Thomas at first, two down. Back to the top of the order in Jet Williams. Has walked, stole a base, scored a run, and fly to left tonight. He is 0-1. Well, Bins, a guy who was predominantly a basketball player as an amateur. As Williams takes in the dirt, it's 1-0. Pitched collegiately at Wabanseh Community College in his home state of Illinois before going to Benedictine University in Mesa, Arizona, a Division III program. As Williams takes a strike, it's 1-1. There's no more as a basketball player in high school and junior college for that matter. As Bins misses outside, it's 2-1. A guy who's a freakish athlete. As a matter of fact, his brother, Michael, a former college ball player, but a basketball player. So Williams takes strike two. Played 4 years collegiately at Fordham between 04 and 08. The 2-2, and Williams taps it off the end of the bat to stay alive. Was part of Great Britain's roster in the World Baseball Classic, was teammates with his current Jersey Shore mate, Nick Ward. Former Cyclone left-hander Cam Opp. And Aberdeen's right-hander Ryan Long. The 2-2 from Bins. Up and away, it's full. Works on the first base side of the mound. The payoff to Jett. A ground ball up the middle and through into center field. Second Cyclones base hit for Jet Williams is a two-out single in the fourth. And Brooklyn with one on, two out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez struck out on a pitch clock violation his last time up. RBI double and scored on the Clifford home run in the opening frame. First pitch to Alex, taken inside for ball one. Feels like Ramirez has changed up his starting point and his batting stance as well. Feels like keeping that bat a little bit higher above his head than he did earlier in the season. As Ramirez takes low, it's 2-0. And Alex been on a tear as of late. 7-game hitting streak, now an 8-game streak with his knock tonight. 21 for his last 47, throwback to first. And Williams dives back safely. Nearly caught him leaning. But Bins throw to the bag a tad bit offline. Good speed over at first. The pause. Runner goes, the 2-0 hit on the ground, past the glove of the pitcher, Bins off the heel of the glove of the second baseman, Mignetti, tries to pick it up and fire to third and has no play. So Jet Williams being in motion there ends up helping out the Cyclones as Mignetti had to go across his body to try and field that baseball. We'll see how it's scored. Would not be shocked to see an error placed up there for Mignetti. Albeit, was not an easy play. But Brooklyn now met at the corners and two out for Ryan Clifford. As Homer walked and scored twice tonight, it is an error on Mignetti. And Clifford hopscotch out of the way for ball one. Lefty against righty. Runner goes from first, pitch outside, and Ramirez will steal second base without a throw. Never even looked to fire down, did Nava. 17th stolen base for Alex this year. So second and third and two out. 1-0 to Ryan. Now the 2-0 up and away for ball three. Stanley Consuegra, who homered last inning, waiting on deck. The 2-0 is a called strike. Rather, the 3-0 a called strike. It's 3-1. Video board out in left center. Off by just a tat. Bins fires, and Clifford takes inside for ball four. So Ryan Clifford, three plate appearances with Brooklyn, has reached in all three, a home run and a pair of walks. And Phil Condari out to talk with Bins as Brooklyn now has the bases loaded and two out for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, a fly ball to left in his first at-bat. Hit a line drive, two-run home run out towards the berm his last time up an inning ago. Well, Brooklyn, a 5-0 lead, overcast skies here on this Thursday night. Series continues tomorrow. Another 7:05 scheduled first pitch. Yoander Suarez for Brooklyn, 3-8, a 5.53 ERA. Matt Osterberg, the left-hander, will get the ball for Jersey Shore, 7-5, a 3.53 ERA. Coverage will start 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the scheduled 7:05 first pitch. 7:05 first toss tomorrow and Saturday. And then a 1:05 scheduled beginning for the series finale on Sunday afternoon. First pitch to Consuegra, and Bins misses outside and low with a slider. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Williams at third, Ramirez at second, Clifford the runner at first. All three have reached with two out. 1-0. And Consuegra bounces it on the ground at third, picked up there by Kemp. And he'll take it to the bag himself for the fours to end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens They load the bases with two out, but can't push anyone across. No runs, a hit, an error. Bases left full. The end of three and a half, still 5-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Wilmer Ramirez back to work, bottom of the fourth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Cyclones a 5-0 lead. Nick Ward, Gabriel Rincones Jr., Leandro Pineda. 3-4-5 due up for the Blue Claws in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch of the frame from Ramirez, sails high. And the count 1-0. Ward ground out to second in his first at-bat tonight. He is 0-1. And Ramirez misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Thursday evening. Couple of games in the Carolinas impacted due to weather. The 2-0. And this hit in the air to right. Back goes Consuegra to the warning track at the fence. He leaps and he caught it. Oh, what a catch by Stanley Consuegra. Didn't take away a home run, but certainly extra bases from Nick Ward. A beautiful leaping play by Consuegra in front of the right field fence. And the leadoff man sat down to start the fourth inning. And now this one hit on the ground through the right side for a base hit. Just to the right of Clifford. Rincones thinks about two, now thrown behind him. Osborne covering first in the throw by Stanley a hair late. And Swager a great arm out in right field. Rincones thought about challenging it, but able to get back to first in time. Nice job by Osborne to cover the bat. So a 109 mile per hour single off the bat of Rincones. And there is one on, one out in the fourth for Leandro Pineda. Ground out to third in his first at bat tonight. Ramirez from the stretch misses up and away for ball one. Well, Winston-Salem and Bowling Green postponed due to wet grounds. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. The 1-0 inside and low for ball two. Greenville and Rome postponed due to inclement weather. They, too, will play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5. The 2-0. And Pineda fouls it to the screen. It's 2-1. Top of the sixth in North Carolina. Greensboro leading Asheville 3-1. Jacob Melton, Ryan Clifford's old teammate, his 18th home run of the year. 2-1 pitch, and Pineda out of play to the left. It's even at 2-2. Both teams into their bullpens tonight. Bottom of the sixth in Wilmington. Hudson Valley, a 4-0 lead on the Blue Rocks. Joe Wilmes, 2-2. On the inside corner, strike three call. Just the second strikeout tonight for the 21-year-old right-hander. Well, there are two away in the fourth. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Andrick Nava popped up to third in his first at-bat. Switch hitter from the left-hand side, puts it in the air, deep right center field. Long run for Ryland Thomas. He won't get there. All the way to the base of the fence. Rincones Jr. around third. He will score. Holding at second, Nava with an RBI double. Jersey Shore on the board in the fourth. It's 5-1. Ninth double. 21st RBI for Nava, who has now reached in 10 straight games dating back to the All-Star break. Fumbled it into a perfect spot in right center field. No chance for Thomas to make a play in the air. And the Blue Claws on the board. Down to a four-run game as Jared Carr steps in. Carr fly to left and is only at bat tonight. And Ramirez misses upstairs for ball one. But Hudson Valley, a 4-0 lead in Wilmington. Christopher Familia, Augustine Ramirez with home runs for the Renegades. Sixth and eighth, respectively. 1-0. And Carr takes outside. Two balls and no strikes. Brock Selvage on the mound for Hudson Valley. Wilmington has gone to their bullpen. The 2-0 outside for ball three. Fraylin Mignetti, the second baseman on deck. Only other game in progress tonight is in Aberdeen. Ironbirds losing last night, giving Brooklyn a 3.5 game lead in the north. Right now they're tied at one in the top of the fourth inning. The 3-0, and Carr swings away, fouls it off the handle. It's 3-1. Emiliano Teodo on the mound for the Crawdads. Trace Bright on the bump for the Ironbirds. Joe Wilmes 3-1. And Carr out of play to the left. Count now full 3-2. Blue Claws a run in on two hits in the inning. Could have been more if not for a great leaping grab by Stanley Consuegra in right to start the inning. The payoff pitch, and Carr in the air left field, back into his left. Ramirez, a way back, turns around, makes the catch before he backpedals onto the left field fence. Nice play by Alex Ramirez in straightaway left to take away extra bases from Carr, and Jersey Shore has to settle for one in the fourth. One run, two hits, one left. The end of four, 5-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We'll be right back.
Jacob Reimer to lead off for Brooklyn, top of the fifth inning. Cyclones a 5-1 lead. Malik Bins out for his second inning of work. And the first pitch to Reimer, a fastball strike. And the count 0-1. 10 after 8 in the East. Brooklyn a 5-1 advantage. The 0-1. And Reimer takes down and away. Evens up at a ball and a strike. A break even from Bins. Way outside. And the count 2-1. Talking to Reimer earlier today. You might have heard some of it on the pregame show. Reimer enjoying the decrease in humidity here in the Northeast after spending his entire season in Florida. As Reimer takes down and away, it's 3-3. Grew up a Diamondbacks fan, despite being a California kid. A 3-1. At the letters, it's 3-2. Dad from Arizona became a Diamondback fan. And when the family moved to California, the D-backs' allegiance remained. 3-2, inside ball 4. And Reimer on with a leadoff walk to start the fifth. So Reimer on base for the second straight time. One on, nobody out for the designated hitter, William Lugo. Lugo 0-2. Ground out to short and struck out tonight. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. The first pitch to William taken for ball 1. But yesterday, Alex Ramirez broke Jose Peroza's franchise record for doubles, collecting the 35th of his Brooklyn career. 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0. Question tonight is, who led Brooklyn in 2 base hits in their inaugural season of 2001? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. One on, nobody out in the fifth. A 2-0 to Lugo. And stays away from the pitch outside. Breaking ball, it's 3-0. A 3-0, and Lugo taking all the way, looks at strike 1. Get you a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the bottom of the inning. We do have a couple of injury updates for New York. The 3-1 hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Brito on his second for 1 relay. Back to first, not in time. They say Ward was off the bag. Nice job by Brito to his right to get the lead runner, Reimer. And there is one on, one away in the fifth inning for the catcher, Drake Osborne, who has struck out twice tonight. But Brandon Nimmo was a late scratch for the Mets lineup on Tuesday with left quadriceps tightness. Missed the entire series as that pitch up and in, and it caught Osborne. Not exactly sure where it hit him. Looked like it was going up towards his head. Chris Newell, a manager and third base coach, is down. Assistant athletic trainer Maria Mueller out to take a look at Osborne, who at least for the time being appears to be relatively unfazed. Scary sight when a pitch goes up and in like that. Wasn't what Bins was trying to do. And Osborne gets a round of applause from the hometown crowd here in Jersey Shore. Nick Ward greeting him before the bag to check in on his counterpart. But not only that, Andrik Nava, I think, caught a little bit on the ricochet. So Jersey Shore's trainer, Megan Flaherty, came out to look at him. So not one, but two players banged up on that pitch. The Cyclones now with 2-1 and 1 in the fifth inning. For Bins, that just the second man he has plunked all year. So two on, one out for Junior Tillian. Doubled his first time. Ground out to short, leading off last inning. Bins lifts his leg. Looks the runner's back. Righty's first pitch. And Tillian takes low for ball one. But Nimmo expected to be back in the lineup for the Mets on Friday in Baltimore. They open up a three-game series there. Starling Marte should also be back in the lineup for the first time since July 16th. This hit on the ground at third. On to second for one. Mignetti to first in time. Double play. Inning over. Tillian hit it on the screws, but right at Kemp, who starts an inning ending at 5-4-3. Double play. No runs. One hit. Or actually, no ones. No hits. No errors, one man left on a walk at the end of four and a half. 5-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Best of luck to Joe Swazi, now up at AAA Syracuse after starting the year with the Cyclones. Braylon Mignetti, Eric Brito, Otto Kemp. 8-9-1 due up for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn a 5-1 lead. Cyclones 5 runs, 6 hits and error. They have left 6. First pitch to Mignetti, a fastball strike, it's 0-1. Jersey Shore a run on 3 hits and error. They have left 3. Mignetti single to right his first time. And takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Ramirez works at a fast pace. The two-strike pitch, and Mignetti waves and misses strike three. Chased off the outside corner. Third strikeout tonight for Ramirez. One away in the fifth. That pain in the corner punch-out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One out for Eric Brito. Popped up to second his first time. And Ramirez misses high for ball one. We're talking about a couple of Mets coming back from injury. Starling Marte expected to be back in the lineup this weekend for the first time since the middle of July, as Brito takes ball two low. Been dealing with migraines. Symptoms remain. Experienced one as recently as this week. This popped in the air right side. Clifford trying to find it. And as he arranges into foul ground on the grass, makes the catch for the second out. Back to the top of the order. Renato Kemp reached on an error in the third. 0 for 2 tonight. Marte saying through an interpreter, no real reason as for why they occur. Just knows that he suffers from them, has a history of them, and that it can happen at any moment. Just a matter of knowing it's possible that it could happen. As Kemp takes upstairs for ball one. Base is empty, two out in the fifth. And Kemp takes high again. Two balls and no strikes. Get you a look around the Mets affiliates in the top of the sixth inning. 2-0 from Jewelmy. And Kemp takes a call at strike one. Kemp, undrafted free agent signee by the Phillies at a Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. As Ramirez misses down, it's three balls and a strike. Signed by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent last August. Kemp hits the 3-1 in the air to left. But got underneath it just a tad. Ramirez skimming along the warning track, onto the warning track, makes the over-the-shoulder grab to end the frame. 1-2-3 go the Blue Claws in the fifth. At the end of five, still a 5-1 Brooklyn lead. Right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Malik Bins out for a third inning of relief as we move to the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn in front, 5-1. 9-1 and 2-2 up. Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez. Bins matched his season high, two innings of work. Last did that on July the 5th at home against Hudson Valley. Not sure what the delay was. Everyone just sort of looking around. Must have been something going on in the distance. Action in Jersey Shore's right field bullpen as Ryland Thomas fouls the first pitch of the inning behind home. And the count 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. As Thomas, a ground ball through the legs of Bins and in a center field, a base hit. Ryland Thomas continues to pepper the ball across the diamond. His first hit of the ball game. And Brooklyn with the leadoff man aboard to start the sixth. Back to the top of the order, and Jet Williams has walked in single tonight. He's also stolen a base and scored a run. Yesterday, Alex Ramirez broke Jose Peroza's franchise record for doubles, collecting his 35th as Williams takes a strike. Who led Brooklyn in two base hits in their inaugural 2001 season? Be with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Throw back to first, and Thomas able to get back safely. But looking around the Mets affiliates today, the Mets with two out of the ninth were able to break up the shutout, but are swept by Kansas City. They lose today 9-2. Long set. And Ben steps off with 1 second left on the clock. Well, Francisco Lindor is 22nd home run of the year for New York. Bobby Witt Jr., Drew Waters with home runs for Kansas City. Runner goes. And Williams fouls it straight back. It's 0-2. Danny Mendick ended up coming on and recording the final two defensive outs of the night for the Mets. Triple A Syracuse, bottom of the sixth inning. They trail Worcester Red Sox affiliate 12-5. As that in the dirt kicks to the right of Nava. And that's going to allow Thomas to advance to second base. Wild pitch allows a runner to move into scoring position with nobody out. One and two on the shortstop. But Syracuse trailing 12-5. Brandon McIlwain, former Cyclone, his first Triple-A home run. Tomas Nito, Jose Peraza have gone deep as well. As Williams takes high, it's 2-2. Wyatt Young, Nick Meyer, Abraham Almonte, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Tomas Nito, Brandon McIlwain, Joe Swazi. All former Cyclones in the AAA lineup tonight. 2-2. Williams taps it foul and remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Joe Swazi, 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI and a walk in his AAA debut. In the dirt, down and away. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Double A Binghamton, top of the eighth inning at home against New Hampshire. Rumble Ponies, a 3-0 lead. Tyler Stewart and Tyler Thomas combining on a three-hit shutout tonight as Williams fouls it off his foot before it rolls fair. Dead ball, it's still 3-2. JT Schwartz, two hits and an RBI tonight. He has been on fire since being reinstated off the IL. Luis Angel Acuna, 1-for-4. Jeremiah Jackson, 0-for-3. Couple of additions at the deadline. 3-2. High for ball four. So for the second time in three games with Brooklyn, Jet Williams has reached base three times in a contest. And the first two are on in the sixth. Two on, nobody out for Alex Ramirez. Reached on an error last time up in the fourth. Has struck out and ripped an RBI double tonight. Righty up in Jersey Shore's bullpen. First pitch from Binns, and Ramirez a home run hack. Swings through the 93-mile-an-hour fastball up. It's 0-1. Single A St. Lucie, a 4-2 lead in Daytona against the Tortugas. Reds affiliate. The 0-1. Inside. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Felipe De La Cruz has given up 10 hits tonight, but only two runs through five innings. As Nava out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Binns. But elsewhere in the organization today, Florida Complex League had the day off. Dominican Summer League, the Mets Blue play the Mets Orange. Blue beating Orange 4-1 in seven. Rainier, Diaz, and Reniel. Reniel Diaz. Each with home runs today for the Mets Blue squad. As Ramirez takes inside, it's 2-1. It's your look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Thomas at second base, Williams at first, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. Brooklyn a 5-1 lead. The 2-1 inside and low, and it caught the home plate umpire. Nava missed it, and it hit the home plate umpire, Jesse Bush, who is now limping to the left of home plate. Megan Flaherty, the trainer, out to look at him. Trey Jester has come down from his base umpiring position. Home plate umpire Bush went out to hand the ball back to Binns. There's an off-speed pitch down and in. I don't know if Nava got crossed up or what. But it immediately hit the home plate umpire Bush in the lower body. And immediately felt the effects of it. But not enough that he needs extended attention as Jersey Shore's training staff back to the dugout. Ben's in danger of walking the bases loaded. His 3-1 to Ramirez. Outside ball four, and they're full. So a single and back-to-back walks issued by Benz. And the Cyclones have the sack saturated for Ryan Clifford, who has already had himself a whale of a Mets organizational debut. Hit a two-run home run onto the right field. Berman, his first at-bat, since then has walked twice and scored a run. However, he'll have to face a new pitcher as Greg Brodzinski out of the first base dugout, and he'll make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Brooklyn has him loaded. Nobody out in the sixth inning. They lead it 5-1. You're listening right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Jack Dallas, the 5'11", 200-pound right-hander, is on. 24 years old from Orange, Texas. Unfortunately, not from Dallas, Texas. Jack making his 13th appearance with the Blue Claws, 2-1, a 3.24 ERA, 14 hits and 16 and two-thirds innings, just three walks and 19 strikeouts. Ryan Clifford, the first man he'll face. And the first pitch misses low for ball one. Clifford has a two-run home run and a pair of walks in his Brooklyn debut. Dallas pitching for the first time since Sunday when he threw a scoreless inning here at home against Aberdeen. The 1-0, and Clifford bounces one on the ground to second. Could be two. Mignetti on his second for one. Relay back to first by Brito in time. Double play. Scoring from third, however, is Thomas advancing. To third goes Jet Williams. No RBI for Clifford, and Brooklyn leads it 6-1. So Dallas comes on, does exactly what the Blue Claws hoped. Got two outs on one pitch. A run does score, though. Stanley Consuegra steps in, takes inside for ball one. Dallas, though, a 1.54 ERA this year in 31 appearances between single-A Clearwater and the South Atlantic League with Jersey Shore. A 1-0, Consuegra hits it on the ground at third. Backhanded by Kemp, unleashes a bullet throw to first base. That's beautifully scooped on the forehand by Ward to end the inning. Some very good infield defense by Jersey Shore helps limit the damage to just a single run. One run on one hit. One man left at the end of 5.5, 6-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
This giveaway is sure to be a home run. Make your way to the North Pole, at least for one night, on Saturday, July 29th, when the Cyclones celebrate Christmas in July and everyone's favorite holiday film, Elf. The first 1,500 fans in attendance will receive a special Beatty the Elf bobblehead in what is sure to be as cool as Santa's workshop. So grab your ugly sweaters and stocking hung by the chimney with care, because we surely hope that you will be there. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Joelmy Ramirez stays on to the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-3-4 due up for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. And the first pitch of the frame by Marcus Lee Sang hit on the ground at first. Picked up by Clifford. Underhand flip to Ramirez over to cover the bag. One pitch and one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Happy to have you with us on this Thursday night. Nick Ward 0-2 today. It will step in. Fans are Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Give the answer here in the bottom of this sixth inning. Have to give an addendum as Nick Ward takes a strike at 0-1. Shout out to Mary DiBernardo. Never gave her the due she deserved for nailing yesterday's Coney Convo's trivia question with Cleon Jones being the correct answer. As Ward pulls it foul, it's 0-2. So shout out to Mary. She said she couldn't remember where she put her keys 2 minutes ago, but was pretty sure it was Cleon Jones. Ward, another tapper to the right side, picked up by Clifford, flips again to Ramirez. And again, Ramirez wins the race. Two soft ground ball outs to begin the home sixth. Now it's Gabriel Rincones Jr. singled and scored the Blue Claws' only run back in the fourth. Has also struck out looking tonight. But our question today, yesterday Alex Ramirez broke Jose Peroza's franchise record for doubles as this pounded in the air to center. Back goes Thomas onto the warning track in front of the 400-foot marker. Makes the catch to end the inning. Rincones a 396-foot drive out to straightaway center. Need to hit it 5 feet further to have another home run in this series. So we'll get you that answer in the seventh as Joelmy Ramirez needed 5 pitches to retire the side in the sixth. After 6-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin. We bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jack Dallas stays on for the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn leading Jersey Shore 6-1. Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, Drake Osborne, the three due up in the inning. Final line for Malik Binns, 2+ innings tonight. A run on 2 hits, 4 walks, did not record a strikeout. Binns 52 pitches, just 22 strikes. And his first toss, Jack Dallas's at least, to Jacob Reimer, taken for strike one. Reimer singled and walked tonight. The 0-1 upstairs, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Now it's time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. 1-1. Reimer off the handle to third. Backhanded by Kemp, and his strong throw gets him. One third baseman retires the other. One away in the seventh inning. But our question was, Alex Ramirez yesterday broke Jose Peraza's franchise record for doubles with his 35th of his Cyclones career, added his 36th earlier tonight. Who led Brooklyn in two base hits in their inaugural season of 2001? As William Lugo takes high, it's 1-0. We've had guesses for Angel Pagan, Joe Giannetti. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 1-1. But the correct answer coming from our good friend Robert Anderson, usually at the ballpark on Coney Island with his camera. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 1-2. Francis Frank Core was the man who led the team in two base hits in 2001 as Lugo strikes out on the high breaking ball. Two out in the seventh. First strikeout tonight for Dallas. Brings up Drake Osborne 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Has also struck out twice. But Frank Core or Francis Core, depending on which website you're looking at. He's Francis by MLB.com. Frank by Baseball Reference. As Osborne off the hands, it's 0-1. Core 21 doubles for the Cyclones in 2001 at 302, added 13 homers and 46 RBIs. The South Atlantic League, or rather the New York Penn League champions that year. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 0-2, came back, played 33 games with Brooklyn in 2002 as well. That high, it's a ball and two strikes. Core from the neck of the woods where I had worked the last couple of years, Jacob DeGrom territory, DeLand, Florida. 1-2, Osborne on the ground at third. Kemp to his left, and he'll make the play to first. Dallas has a 1-2-3, top of the seventh. Needed just 11 pitches to sit down the side. Time to get up and stretch from the Jersey Shore. Brooklyn 6 and Jersey Shore 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, Tuesday 1 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jawilmy Ramirez, 64 pitches through six innings in his Cyclones debut. He's back out for the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn, a 6-1 lead. Leandro Pineda, Andrick Nava, Jared Carr, 5, 6, and 7. Two up in the bottom of this seventh inning. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 7 hits and error. They have left 7. Jersey Shore, a run on 3 hits and error. They have left 3. First pitch of the inning to Pineda, taken low for ball 1. Left-hander up in the Blue Claw right field bullpen. 1-0, and Pineda way out in front of the change. It's even at a ball and a strike. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Thursday night. The 1-1. Low, it's 2 balls and a strike. A lot of afternoon games today on a getaway day Thursday. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-2 in Miami. The 2-1. Pineda, a high fly ball left center field. Over to his right, Thomas calls off Ramirez and makes the catch for the first out of the seventh. One down for Andrick Nava. Brought in Jersey Shore's only run with an RBI double in his last at-bat in the fourth. But Philadelphia, a 4-2 winner. JT Realmuto, a two-run shot, his 13th. Brian De La Cruz, a solo homer, his 15th. Michael Lorenzen, who was traded for Hau-Yu Lee, who had been with the Blue Claws, was supposed to hit leadoff in this series opener on Tuesday. Rolled over on the ground to second by Nava. Easy play by Tillian for the second out. Two down in the inning for Jared Carr, who has flied to left twice tonight. Well, Lorenzen, eight innings of two-run ball, struck out five for the win in his Phillies debut. Not bad for a guy who was predominantly a reliever through the first several years of his big league career. Well, Rangers, a 5-3 winner over the White Sox. Rangers win Max Scherzer's Texas debut. As Carr takes inside for ball one, Scherzer gave up three runs in the top of the first. Did not allow another run over his final five. As Carr takes high, it's 2-0. Scherzer, six innings, three runs, seven hits, two walks, nine strikeouts in his Rangers debut. The 2-0. Carr, a sharp ground ball past the outstretched glove of Clifford and into right field for a hit. Got past Clifford to his right, got past Tillian to his left. A seeing eye knock from Carr. He has his first base hit of the series. And the Blue Claws, a two-out base runner in the seventh. 1-0, two out for Fraylin Mignetti. 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Mitch Garver, Marcus Semien with home runs for Texas, 7th and 17th of the year, respectively. Mitch and the Mets falling 9-2 to Kansas City earlier today. Righty-righty matchup. Joe Wilmy's first pitch breaks too far inside. It's 1-0. Orioles beat the Blue Jays 6-1. Jack Flaherty earned the win in his Orioles debut. He's throwing as hard as he has all season long. 1-0. Foul tip into the glove of Osborne. It's 1-1. But Flaherty, six innings of one-run, four-hit ball. Walked two and struck out eight in his debut for Baltimore, earning his eighth win of the season. 1-1 from Ramirez, bouncing before the plate runner breaks towards second, and Carr will be there safely. Good read on the dirt ball by Carr. He was off before that ball even got away from Osborne. And he's now in scoring position with a 2-1 count. Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 1-0. Lamont Wade, a home run in the fourth for the game's only run. 2-1. Breaking ball. Oh, it hit him in the head. Tried throwing a breaking ball that never really broke, and it caught Mignetti right in the top of his helmet. He stayed upright the whole time. Megan Flaherty, the trainer, out to look. Third base coach and manager Greg Brodzinski down as well. Boy, Brodzinski just gives Mignetti a fist pump as Fraylin walks up the first base line. Appears to be all right. Well, Brandon Pfaadt and Kevin Ginkle threw a two-hitter for Arizona in their loss today. Six different pitchers for the Giants combining on the six-hit shutout. Brings up Eric Brito. And he takes high. It's 1-0. Two on, two out, bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. A 1-0. And this hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Williams. Throws to second for the force. And they'll retire Mignetti for the final out of the inning. Seven innings of one-run ball for Joelmy Ramirez in his High A and Cyclones debut. In the seventh, no runs, a hit, two left. To the eighth, 6-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park.
Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. It's the southpaw Jordy Martinez on in relief. Fourth different pitcher used by Greg Brodzinski tonight. Martinez standing at 6'2", 215. Celebrated his 23rd birthday last month from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Junior Tillian, Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, 8-9-1, due up for Brooklyn in the eighth, leading by five. And Tillian hits this one foul up the third baseline. And the count 0-1. Tillian 1-for-3 with a double. Grounded into a double play to end the fifth his last time up. Martinez from the third base side of the mound. Hits the outside corner at 96. And he's in the driver's seat 0-2. Time called at home by Junior. Numbers for Martinez this year, making his 35th appearance. All in relief, 1-1, a 367 ERA. Three saves, 37 hits, and 41 2/3. The 0-2, and Tillian, soft ground ball to the left side, backhanded by Brito, took some time to gather, throw to first in time to get him. Tillian can't believe it, neither can John Vaughn. I thought he was safe. Was a bang-bang play over at first base. And Brito's throw, according to the base umpire, Trey Jester, just enough to beat Tillian to the bag. So the leadoff man retired. Now Ryland Thompson, or Ryland Thomas, no, where the Thompson part came in. 1-for-3 today with a base hit. Scored a run his last time in the sixth, and he takes high. It's 1-0. Martinez, 22 walks, 49 strikeouts in 41 innings this year. Pitching for the first time since Saturday. As Thomas takes low, it's 2-0 through a scoreless inning. Three straight scoreless outings for Martinez dating back to the 18th of July. Final line for Jack Dallas tonight. The 2-0. Upstairs, it's 3-0. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout. Dallas just 15 pitches and 10 strikes. No action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen, so I have to imagine Ramirez will be back out for the bottom of the eighth. As Thomas takes a strike, it's 3-1. Wrapping up our look around the major leagues tonight. Out of the games in progress, the 3-1. Called strike, it's full 3-2. Yankees leading the Astros 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth in the Bronx. Giancarlo Stanton and Billy McKinney with home runs. 16th and 6th of the year, respectively. The payoff pitch, Thomas off the hands up the middle, backhanded by Mignetti. Off balance throw to first, not in time. Ryland Thomas legs out an infield base hit. Another multi-hit game for the California kid. Got seven in his last 13 games. One on and one out in the top of the eighth. Jet Williams been on base three times tonight. Couple of walks and a single. He's also stolen a base and scored a run. He's walked his last two times up. Martinez from the stretch. And Williams takes a strike. Count 0-1. Clark Schmidt still on the mound for the Yankees tonight. Middle of the sixth in Milwaukee. Brewers up 8-1 on Pittsburgh. Jordy's 0-1. Inside, it's a ball and a strike. Bryce Turang, a three-run home run, is fifth for the Brewers. Adrian Hauser still on the mound. Mitch Keller gave up 8 runs in 5 innings for the Bucks. The 1-1. Called strike, it's 1-2. Bottom of the fifth in St. Louis. Twins a 4-1 lead on the Cardinals. Ryan Jeffers and Michael A. Taylor with home runs for Minnesota. The 1-2 to Jett. Williams able to grab enough to stay alive. Matthew Liberatore for the Cardinals. Sonny Gray on the hill for the Twins. Middle of the third in Chicago at Wrigley Field. Cubs and Reds are tied at 1. Ellie De La Cruz, a leadoff home run to start. That game is 8th. 1-2 pitch. Another one off the hands. Luke Weaver against Jameson Taillon. Everything else in the big leagues will start at 9:30 or later. 1-1, 1-out. Martinez 1-2. And Williams takes low. It's even. Thomas with good speed over at first. The 2-2 at the letters, strike 3 call. Got him on the off speed. I don't know if Williams agreed with that call or not. But either way, Martinez has a strikeout, his first of the night. 2 out in the 8th. Good news out of Syracuse. They trail in the bottom of the 8th, but Joe Suozzi has just hit his first AAA home run. 2-run shot as Ramirez charges one to center. Back goes Carr over his shoulder, makes the grab to end the inning. What a beautiful running grab on the screaming line drive off the bat of Alex Ramirez to end the frame. No runs, one hit, one man left. The end of 7.5, still 6-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Top of the lineup, due up for the Blue Claws in the bottom of the 8th inning. Joelmy Ramirez out for his 8th inning of work, has already tossed a career-high 7 innings tonight. Otto Kemp, Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward. 3 due up in the inning for the Phillies affiliate. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead, top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Kemp 0 for 3 tonight. And he fouls the first pitch to the right. It's 0-1. Kemp 0 for 3. Reached on an error in the third. Flied out to left last time in the fifth. The 0-1. And Kemp on the ground is short. Fielded at the chest by Williams. And he'll throw out Kemp at first base. One out in the eighth inning. Closing out our look at the majors tonight. 9:38, Angels will host the Mariners. Shohei Ohtani on the mound for the Halos. Brian Wu, the rookie, on the bump for Seattle. Marcus Lee sang 0 for 3. Three ground balls to the right side tonight. Takes inside and low. It's 1-0. Only other game on the schedule. Dodgers and A's at 10-10. Julio Urias against J.P. Sears. Lee Sang takes outside. It's 2-0. Right-hander up and throwing. Down the right field line for Jersey Shore. The 2-0. Lee Sang out of play to the left. And the count, two balls and a strike. Brooklyn will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in their half of the ninth. The 2-1 at the knees, and it's even at 2-2. Ramirez just been firing strikes all night. 55 out of 84 pitches have been in the zone. And a big reason for why he's been so economical. Through his first 7 1/3. Second straight start in which Brooklyn's starter has worked into the eighth inning for the first time in their career as Ramirez picks up another strikeout. Got him on the changeup down and away. Fourth K for Ramirez, and there's two out in the eighth inning. A painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Nick Ward is 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out to first, his last trip in the sixth. And he takes low for ball one. It's interesting now with a couple of these youngsters on the Cyclones roster. Jacob Reimer wasn't born until 2004. 1-0 off the hands. It's 1-1. And it's always interesting at this level because you'll get a mix of guys, some really young players, some players who have been around for a little bit. Nick Ward will turn 28 before Jacob Reimer turns 20. This hit on the ground a second, backing up on it, Tillian. He'll make the play to first, and Jawilmy Ramirez, in his Cyclones debut tonight, has tossed 8 one-run, 4-hit innings, a career high in innings pitch for the right-hander. He's only thrown 88 pitches through 8. Question is now whether or not he'll come back out for the ninth. To the ninth, 6-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Clifford to lead off for Brooklyn as we move into the bottom, or rather top of the ninth inning. This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicolAutoMall.com as Ryan Clifford swings through the first pitch. Fastball from Matt Russell. And the count 0-1. Clifford 1-for-2, a 2-run home run in his first at-bat in the Mets organization. Couple of walks and a double play ground ball that brought in the Brooklyn Cyclones' sixth run his last time up in the sixth. Count 1-1. And Russell misses low. It's two balls and a strike. Russell, 6'2", 200 pounds. 24 years old from Shell Knob, Missouri. Works from the first base side of the mound. Alrighty, fires. 2-1. And Clifford out in front. It's two balls and two strikes. Final line for Jordy Martinez. One inning, no runs, a hit, no walks, a strikeout. 17 pitches and 12 strikes. The 2-2 to Clifford. Outside. And it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Numbers for Russell, making his 29th appearance, 5-5, a 6.17 ERA with two saves. 38 hits in 35 innings. The payoff pitch, hit on the ground through the left side, base hit. Ryan Clifford on base for the fourth time in his Brooklyn debut. His second hit of the ball game, and the Cyclones have the leadoff man on to start the ninth. One on, nobody out for Stanley Consuegra. Two-run home run to left, back in the third. Grounded out to third his last time up. Russell, 20 walks, 31 strikeouts so far this year. As Consuegra takes low for ball one. Russell pitching for the last time on Saturday. Went an inning and a third scoreless. One walk, no strikeouts. 1-0. Low, it's 2-0. Three straight scoreless appearances for Russell. Dating back to July the 21st. The 2-0 to Stanley. Strike down and in. And the count 2-1. Brooklyn one on, nobody out top of the ninth. And for those of you wondering, there is nobody up in Brooklyn's left field bullpen as we speak. A 2-1 pitch, and Stanley pops it up. Behind the plate, Nava racing after it onto the warning track, makes the backhanded catch in front of Brooklyn's third base dugout. Took him a minute to pick it up high up in the air, but Nava full tilt after it, able to make the grab for the first out of the ninth. So a nice defensive play by the Jersey Shore catcher. One on, one out for Jacob Reimer. Has singled and walked tonight. Round out to third last time in the seventh. First pitch to Reimer. And he takes a strike at the knees. And the count is 0-1. Clifford, a minor lead off of first. Reimer, righty batter with an open stance. And he swings through the off speed down. And the count 0-2. William Lugo, the designated hitter, waiting on deck. A two-strike pitch. This is down and away. And the count even. And a ball and count now a ball and two strikes on Brooklyn's third baseman. The 1-2, Reimer spoils the breaking ball out of play. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Clifford reached on a single, he's at first. Brooklyn by five, the 1-2. And Reimer takes low. It's even. Two balls and two strikes. Mighty deals. The 2-2 checked his swing. He went around, says the base umpire, Trey Jester. Reimer can't believe it. Lifting his right arm at the base umpire in disbelief. Reimer ruled out on strikes on appeal. First strikeout tonight for Russell. One on and two out in the ninth for William Lugo. Jersey Shore will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the ninth. Rincones Jr., Pineda, and Nava. Lugo 0 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts. And he fouls the first one off the hands, banging off the railing in front of the press level. And the count, no balls and a strike. Young girl able to beat an older man to the ricocheted foul ball. Youth helps. Now one in the dirt, it's 1-1. A right-hander beginning to start to throw down the left field line for Brooklyn. You wonder if that would be for the start of the inning or just in case Ramirez enters into trouble. A 1-1. And Lugo takes downstairs. It's 2-1. Drake Osborne, Brooklyn catcher, waiting on deck. Series continues tomorrow. Another 7:05 first pitch. Yoander Suarez against Matt Osterberg. Russell's 2-1. And Lugo off the end of the bat pops it up. Left side of the infield. Kemp on the grass calls for it halfway to home plate. And the side retired. No runs, one hit, one man left. To the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Will it be Jawilmy Ramirez to try and pick up Brooklyn's first complete game in almost 10 years? Brooklyn 6, Jersey Shore 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber. Farther, faster. Reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jawilmy Ramirez back to the mound. First Cyclone pitcher to toss 8 full innings since Connor Gray did it. Went 8 1/3 on July 16, 2021 against Jersey Shore on Coney Island. Ramirez 88 pitches, 58 strikes through 8 innings tonight. Gabriel Rincones, who has a base hit 1-for-3, will lead it off. Rincones a deep drive to center his last time. And Ramirez misses inside for ball one. Righty is up and throwing down the line and left for Brooklyn. 1-0. And Rincones puts one in the air to left. Back into his right, Ramirez, and that one's going to get out of here. For the second straight day, Gabriel Rincones Jr. with an opposite field home run in the ninth inning. And the Blue Claws within 4 at 6-2. 101.3 off the bat, 375 feet. Sixth home run with the Blue Claws for Rincones. And the Blue Claws back within 4. So an inauspicious way for Ramirez to start the ninth as Leandro Pineda swings and fouls off the pitch. Ends up knocking it off himself. And the count 0-1. Pineda 0-for-3. Fly out to center in his last at-bat. The 0-1 and the dirt. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. I want to say that is Colby Kubicek up in the Cyclones left field bullpen. The 1-1. And Pineda takes a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. Ramirez, season high in pitches, came in his last outing. Threw 96 against Bradenton. Did it twice this year. Also did it on July 15th in a win against Jupiter. A 1-2 high. And it's even two balls and two strikes. So you wonder, with that pitch count where it is, whether or not this will be Ramirez's last batter, regardless of result. Well, 2-2, hit on the ground through the right side, a base hit. Leandro Pineda with a hard ground ball at 106 miles an hour, and a home run and a single is how the Blue Claws start the bottom of the ninth inning. Drake Osborne out to the mound to talk with Ramirez. Presumably to give more time for Brooklyn's bullpen to get ready. And now Chris Newell out of the third base dugout. That will likely be the end of the night for Jawilny Ramirez. As Chris Newell does make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. What an a debut for Jawilny Ramirez. First Cyclone in 2 years to toss eight full innings. His night will end a three outs short of a complete game. Brooklyn bullpen looking to pick up three outs to close out a second straight win. Blue Claws have a run in, a man at first and nobody out. Brooklyn 6, Jersey Shore 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Colby Kubicek on to try and pick up the final three outs of the night. Kubicek 5'11", 185 pounds, 24 years old, or rather 23 years old, will turn 24 in November from Bryan, Texas. Numbers for Kubicek. So far this season in Brooklyn, making his 13th appearance, 0-1, a 5.74 ERA. One save, 21 hits in 15 and two-thirds innings, 13 walks to 9 strikeouts. Last pitched on Thursday against Wilmington, tossed two scoreless innings, one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. Hendrick Nava 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Ground out to second his last time up. And the first pitch from Colby misses down and away for ball one. Ramirez still responsible for the runner at first. His unofficial line, 8-plus innings. A career-high, 2 runs on 6 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. The 1-0, and Nava fouls it to the right. It's 1-1. Ramirez, a wild pitch and a hit batter. 95 pitches and 62 strikes. 1 on, nobody out, a run in here in the ninth. Brooklyn by 4. Colby's 1-1. And Nava takes an knee-high strike. It's 1-2. Jared Carr on deck. Fraylin Mignetti expected to follow him. Pineda leads off first. The 1-2. And Nava inside outs it foul into the seats. And it remains at a ball and two strikes. The righties 1-2 in the dirt, smothered by Osborne. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One game already final in the league tonight. Greensboro defeating Asheville 6-3. Actually, two games now gone final. The 2-2. And this one ripped into right field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Pineda. Three straight hits to start the ninth for Jersey Shore. And all three have been hit extremely hard. 102 miles an hour on Nava's second hit of the ball game. Two on and nobody out for the center fielder, Jared Carr. Carr 1-for-3. Base hit to right his last time up. Couple of fly balls to left his first two trips. Kubicek looks at second. And he misses upstairs for ball one. Only other final. Hudson Valley beating Wilmington 6-2. The 1-0 from Kubicek. Misses down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. It certainly feels like someone else is going to start to throw in just a moment. And Osborne will now head out to the mound to talk, which presumably will give some time for somebody to start getting ready. Only other game, the one that Brooklyn fans following the most. Hickory, an 8-2 lead on Aberdeen right now, the top of the eighth inning. A big blow in that one, a grand slam from Cody Freeman. And yes, indeed, Eli Ankeny going to try and get ready in a hurry down the left field line, with Kubicek struggling out of the gate here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Still nobody out. First three have reached. And the count 2-0 on the center fielder, Carr. The righty offers, and that's outside ball three. Does have to face at least one more batter. Fraylin Mignetti on deck would represent the game's tying run. The 3-0, outside ball four, and they're loaded. So the first two have reached against Kubicek. And it looks like Jersey Shore going to make a change somewhere. As Greg Brodzinski coming down from the third base coach's box, it'll be Rickson Wingrove to bat for Fraylin Mignetti. As Victor Ramos, a slow stroll out to the mound to try and give Ankeny as much time as humanly possible to get ready in the bullpen. It has been a struggle for Kubicek. A hard hit single and then a four-pitch walk after the home run and single start of the ninth inning off Joelmi Ramirez. The Blue Claws will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Rickson Wingrove. Ramos out to talk scouting report. Wingrove been mired in an awful funk. Been hitless in his last six games, 0-4 his last 20. Was 0-3 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. But does have enough power to tie the game with one swing of the bat. Hitting a 251 in 86 games, 14 home runs, and 58 RBIs. So a game that looked easily in hand. Now forced to sweat a little bit. Still nobody out in the ninth inning. The first pitch to Wingrove at the knees. It's 0-1. Pineda the man at third. Nava at second. Carr is at first. Reaching on two singles and a walk. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Wingrove trying to tie the game. Looked like he caught a piece of Osborne on the backswing. And it's no balls and two strikes. Eric Brito, the shortstop, on deck. Top of the lineup, and Otto Kemp set to follow him. Oh, and two on Wingrove. The two-strike pitch, low. And the count of ball and two strikes. Blue Claws a run in on three hits so far the ninth inning. Brooklyn still nursing a 6-2 lead. The 1-2. Bouncing ball foul. Off the tarp down the first baseline. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn led this one 5-0 and 6-1. The 1-2 just outside. It's even two balls and two strikes. Didn't miss by much. Squeezed a little bit by the home plate umpire Bush. Center fielder Thomas playing deep. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Foul tip into the glove of Osborne. And a huge out number one in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now a ground ball at an infielder could conceivably end it. As Eric Brito will step up to the plate. Brito 0-for-3 tonight. Grounded into a fielder's choice his last time. And it looks like it'll be Kubicek to face him. No pitching change. The righty deals way outside with a breaking ball. Backhanded by Osborne. It's 1-0. Brito still represents the game's tying run. The winning run on deck in the form of Otto Kemp. The 1-0. Inside and low. It's two balls and no strikes. Righties 2-0. Swing and a miss. Oh, Brito swinging to try and tie the game. Comes up empty on the fastball at 90. And the count 2-1. Kubicek. Just his third appearance this year against the Blue Claws. This is a ground ball to short. Could end it. Williams on his second for one. Relay back to first. Offline. Pulled Clifford off the bag to the right field side. Scoring is Pineda. Nava to third. Safe at first, Brito. The Cyclones an out away from victory. A 6-4 fielder's choice. Brito will get credit for an RBI. And now it's Otto Kemp representing the game's tying run. With men at the corners and two out. An RBI for Brito. His 20th with Jersey Shore. So Kemp a chance now to tie the game. He's 0-for-4 tonight. Ground out to short last inning. Has reached on an error. And Kubicek fires a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. Blue Claws two runs in on three hits in the ninth. Still have the tying run at the dish. The 0-1. And Kemp stays away. It's even at a ball and a strike. With the left-handed batting, Marcus Lee Sang on deck. Have to imagine this is Kubicek's final batter. Success or failure? The 1-1 upstairs. Two balls and one strike on the third baseman, Kemp. Lee Sang, as we said before, the winning run on deck. Two-one pitch in the dirt. And what a pick by Osborne to save the runner from third coming home. Well, the problem is it's now 3-1. And Kubicek in danger of reloading the bases. Brooklyn 6, Jersey Shore 3. Two on, two out. The 3-1. Kemp rips it in the air down the left field line. On the move, Ramirez reaches out, makes the backhanded catch, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Alex Ramirez getting the start in left field tonight instead of center. Makes a great running grab to his right to take away extra bases. And Jersey Shore refused to go quietly in the ninth, but the Cyclones hang on. Your final score in nine, the Brooklyn Cyclones 6, and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 3. John Vaughn and Victor Ramos jumping and pushing one another as they come out of the third base dugout for the handshake line. Got a little bit too close for comfort in the bottom of the ninth inning, but Colby Kubicek facing his back against the wall, able to make some big pitches to help the Cyclones get out of it. Got some help from his defense on that great grab by Rami, who gets a hug from his manager, Chris Newell. What a performance tonight by Brooklyn. Ryan Clifford, two hits, a home run in his Cyclones and Mets organizational debut. Joelmy Ramirez, eight innings, a career high to pick up the win in his Cyclones and IA debut. All in all, another marvelous performance by Brooklyn, who gets back to a game-high tying, or a season-high tying, two games over 500, reaching the 50-win plateau. We'll take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Brooklyn 6, Jersey Shore 3, our final. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld. Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Got close at the bitter end, but the Brooklyn Cyclones walk away with their second straight victory, a 6-3 final tonight over Jersey Shore. Welcome back to the Recap Report. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn with the win, improving it to 50-48 overall on the season. 11 games over 500 in the second half at 22-11. Jersey Shore dropping to 51-47 overall, 16-17 in the season's second half. And what a thrilling game it was from start to finish for Brooklyn tonight. As we take you through the game, that was Joelmy Ramirez making the start for his Cyclones debut against the right-hander Mitch Noonborn. And Brooklyn starting mighty fast. Jet Williams leading off the ball game for the third straight day with a walk. He would steal second base And Alex Ramirez wasted no time getting the offense rolling. The payoff pitch, and Ramirez drives it into left center field. That one's going to split the gap and put Brooklyn in front. Williams rounds third. He'll walk home. Alex chugs into second with an RBI double. Two batters into the ballgame. Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. Ramirez collecting another two-base hit in RBI. His 19th double, his team-leading 46th ribby. So Alex Ramirez gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead, two batters into the game. And that brought up the newest member of the Cyclones of the Mets organization, Ryan Clifford. Clifford jumped ahead of the count 2-0, was ahead 3-1 before the count ran full. And then Clifford put a charge into one for our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Drove up from North Carolina yesterday to meet the team. Now in the lineup tonight. The payoff pitch, and Clifford drives it deep to right field. Backtrack wall. Welcome to the Mets organization, Ryan Clifford. The first at-bat as a Brooklyn Cyclone. Clifford parks one onto the right field berm. His 17th South Atlantic League home run of the year, 19th total, and three batters into the game. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. That home run from Ryan Clifford, an incredible way to start off his Cyclones and Mets organizational career. That home run, our play of the game, brought to you by Hal's Potato Chips. New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Remained a 3-0 game for Brooklyn into the third. With one out, Ryan Clifford came up for the second time, walked on five pitches, and that set the stage for number five, Stanley Consuegra. The 0-1, and Consuegra hammers it deep down the left field line. Does it have enough height? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Or does it? They're waving a home run. That's by the home plate umpire, and that's what it'll be for the time being. It's a line drive, two-run shot for Stanley Consuegra down the left field line, and Brooklyn has a 5-0 lead in the third. Wasn't sure whether or not that little fence above the left field wall would count as a home run. Looked like it rattled around in there. Well, apparently that little fence over the left field wall still counts as a home run, as Stanley Consuegra hit his team-leading 12th blast of the year, gave Brooklyn a 5-0 advantage. Jersey Shore would get a run back in the bottom of the fourth inning with one out. Gabriel Rincones Jr. singled, and after Leandro Pineda struck out Andrick Nava, an RBI double made it 5-1. Brooklyn would get a run back in the top of the sixth. Ryland Thomas singled to center, advanced to second on a wild pitch after Jet Williams walked and Alex Ramirez walked to load the bases. A pitching change. Ryan Clifford would finally be retired in his fourth plate appearance on a double play, but a run scored that made it a 6-1 contest. Joelmy Ramirez, with outstanding, went eight full innings. First Cyclone to do that in 2 years. Connor Gray, the last to do it when he carried a no-hit bid into the ninth inning against Jersey Shore. They allowed Joelmy to work into the ninth inning, but gave up a leadoff home run to Gabriel Rincones Jr., and then a single to right by Leandro Pineda. So out went Ramirez. On came Colby Kubicek. Andrick Nava greeted him with a single to right. And then Jared Carr walked to load the bases. So there were the bases loaded, nobody out. Tying run at the plate. Rickson Wingrove pinch hitting for Fraylin Mignetti. Colby Kubicek able to strike him out. Got Eric Brito to ground into a fielder's choice. 6-4. The throw a little bit offline. Couldn't quite turn two. That brought in a run, made it 6-3, and then Otto Kemp on a 3-1 pitch sliced it down the left field line, but Alex Ramirez the running grab to end it as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 6-3. Winning pitcher tonight is Joelmy Ramirez, earns the win in his Cyclones debut. 8 innings, 3 runs all earned on 6 hits. No walks, struck out 4. The loss to Mitch Noonborn. Goes 3 innings, gives up 5 runs all earned on 5 hits. Walked 2, struck out 4 tonight. Final line scores, Brooklyn 6 runs, 9 hits an error, they left 9. Jersey Shore 3 runs, 7 hits an error, they left 7. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes. Great crowd on hand 6,862 taking a three-run Cyclone win. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say so long on this Thursday night. Couple of finals to report on already. Greensboro over Asheville 6-3. Hudson Valley beats Wilmington 6-2. It is the bottom of the eighth inning in Maryland, and it looks like Brooklyn going to take a 4.5 game lead in the north as Hickory currently leading the Ironbirds 13-2. Abimelech Ortiz, a two-run home run, his 18th of the year. Other four teams in the league were rained out tonight. Winston-Salem and Bowling Green due to wet grounds. Greenville and Rome due to inclement weather. Both will play doubleheaders tomorrow starting at 5 Eastern. Mets affiliate scoreboard. Mets falling to the Royals tonight by a final of 9-2. AAA Syracuse losing to Worcester 17-9. But Brandon McIlwain, Joe Swazi each with their first career AAA home run, so congratulations to them. Binghamton, a 6-0 shutout win over New Hampshire. Tyler Stewart and Tyler Thomas combining on the four-hit shutout. Stewart went 7 tonight for the win. Single A St. Lucie, a 4-3 win on the road in Daytona against the Reds affiliate as they pick up the victory there. Florida Complex League had the day off as in the Dominican Summer League, the Mets Blue beat the Mets Orange 4-1 in 7. Major League Baseball of scoreboard before we say goodbye tonight. Phillies double up the Marlins 4-2. Michael Lorenzen goes 8 innings to earn the win in his Phillies debut. Max Scherzer picks up the win in his Rangers debut. Gave up 3 runs in the first inning, but did not allow anything else the rest of the way. Rangers win it over the White Sox 5-3. Orioles win Jack Flaherty's debut. They beat the Blue Jays 6-1. Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 1-0. Bottom of the seventh in the Bronx. Yankees leading the Astros 4-3. It's the Brewers 14 and the Pirates 1. Bottom of the eighth in Milwaukee. Top of the eighth in St. Louis. Twins 5 and the Cardinals 2. Going to the bottom of the fifth at Wrigley Field. Cubs leading the Reds 4-2. Everything else will start momentarily. Angels hosting the Mariners at 9:38. Shohei Ohtani against Brian Wu. And the Dodgers will host the A's at 10:10. Julio Urias against J.P. Sears. Brooklyn will try and earn at the very least a series split with a victory tomorrow night. Coverage starting 15 minutes prior to the scheduled first pitch at 6:50 Eastern Time, 7:05. Scheduled first toss. It'll be the right-hander, Yoander Suarez. 3-8, a 5.53 ERA. He'll go against the southpaw, Matt Osterberg. 7-5, a 3.53 ERA. Again, our coverage starting at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7:05 first pitch right here from Lakewood, New Jersey. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones beat the Blue Claws by a final of 6-3. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park. On Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from the Garden State. Again, your final score, Brooklyn 6 and Jersey Shore 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from the shore.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.